7:45. Good morning. The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Jimmy Carr. International Radio. Here is Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Hi.
I am great. Hello.
Congratulations.
I can't believe my luck.
I brought you in cakes.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did. I brought in cupcakes.
Oh, no.
Two bite brownies. To say that. Well, you know, you've been on for, what is it, five years, 8 months, something?
Yeah.
Are these congratulations cakes?
Oh, yeah, look, congratulations.
Oh, no,
thank
Jimmy.
You. Why?
And they're Lola's.
Look at that.
Oh.
Look at those. Oh, look at those chocolate brownies.
Oh, look at them.
I think people listening to the radio can hear the salivation.
Bye-bye.
Why is there? Is there a waterfall?
Oh.
Lovely thank little you. Cakes for you. No, it's all right.
Thank you very
well
much.
Well done, you.
Dave, you can have the brownies.
Thanks for waking us up.
Okay, thank you.
I love the Lola's. Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy. You're so lovely.
Oh, you say that. You say that.
But it's true.
I've been looking at the pictures of the karaoke.
Right.
I think the amazing thing about karaoke, for most people, you go to karaoke and you tell the story. You see your friends the next week and you go, wow, that was amazing. My version of Robbie Williams' song, people said it was better than Robbie Williams.
Mm.
I was amazing. And the memory is so good of karaoke.
Always.
You guys have got photos and audio of the karaoke. It's now the worst idea that's ever happened. Because if you can remember it, you go, oh, that is... actually what I sounded like at...
Well,
no, but it's proof of how amazing we were, I think.
No, have you not seen it?
No.
Are you trying to tell me that John Barrowman doesn't sound amazing?
This was never the way I felt. My intention...
To be fair, he didn't know the song, really, so...
He sounds like an extra from Ugly Betty.
Do you not like when he had your headphones?
No, they were just feeding back there.
All right.
Headphone-wise.
Is it fine? Is it on the right setting?
I can hear, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Hi.
Exciting.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi,
Jimmy.
You're so tired. Look at your little face.
I know I am, but I'm very excited today. I'm very up for it. I'm very good. Anyway, look,
I love the fact the tour, just the ludicrous nature of going, who planned it? Who actually... Because this show isn't produced, is it? You just cobble this together, you just come in.
Hello. Well, technically, Rachel is
producer. Oh, is it actually?
Yes.
You've got a producer now. I didn't realise it was actually produced. I thought it was just... Because I listened
rude.
To the show. I'm only messing. It's beautifully produced. But who plans the tour schedule?
Yeah, but this is it.
Me.
No, don't. You don't say you. Because...
Are you being paid...
Going.
Are you being, like, paid by a petrol company? Because it strikes me... Glasgow to London, not the most brilliant piece of routing.
Oh, no, I didn't plan that bit. That wasn't... We debated that, didn't we?
and there was still some of our audience going, can't believe you're not coming to Northern Ireland. And it's like, OK, so it's Glasgow to London. It's Cardiff...
Where were you the night before Cardiff?
Cardiff
Leeds.
To
no.
Leeds, to Glasgow, to London. And people in Belfast going, are you not coming over to see us? It's like, well, look, to be fair, really, I don't know how we can do it without... dying and
we did move progressively north until the last day, obviously, when then we flew back to London, so it wasn't that daft.
It's not crazy, but in a week to try and do that is...
I know, it's too much.
It's pretty mad.
Did you put that photo of me on Twitter?
That photo? Not yet, no, but I will. I'm going to put it on Twitter in a second.
How is it?
It's a delightful photo of you eating breakfast.
Jimmy on Twitter...
Hmm.
If you want to follow Jimmy on Twitter, you might want to get a pen and a paper and write down his name. Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, what else are you going to be on Twitter?
And he's very funny. You're very funny on Twitter.
I don't know if I'm... I try not to put any pressure on it, because it's just, you know, you just saying to people what they're doing.
Everything you write is a joke. Everything is a joke. Every post is a joke.
I don't think this morning was a joke. I just said, I'm coming in to see Chris Moyles.
Yeah, but you spelled my name wrong, and there's the joke.
Right, I said Saviour of Radio 1.
Yeah. I'm going to see Chris Moyles.
It's near enough, isn't it? People know who...
Well, no, not near enough.
He's near
Alan,
enough.
It's not the... You know, you've got to get it right. Go heading in to see Chris Moyles, M-O-Y-A-L-S. That's
yeah.
it.
All right.
Next time you play London and there's that massive picture of you outside, you're going to rock up and there's going to be a moustache and glasses drawn on it. That's my punishment.
Are you still doing the Twitter?
Yes, sir. I it's been hard this week because it just, you know, it's been so busy.
Have you done much this week or not on the bus?
No, I've sent a few. I put a picture of the tour bus on. I seen it from inside the tour bus, my view, when I stuck my head out of the bunk. And
did you actually sleep on the tour bus?
Yeah.
Like a proper rock band?
Mm. Yeah.
Were there groupies?
No.
No, I had three girls on the tour bus last night.
Three girls on the tour bus?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing...
I'm just showing them around.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like Sophie and two of her mates.
Yeah. But it was nice.
It's nice to live the dream, isn't it?
I took
just
a
for the day.
Yeah. So I'm on the tour bus and I woke up you know, somebody, because everybody was honking the horn on the motorway. It's nice. And so I kind of gone, and I thought, wow, there's a phone ringing. That's what I thought. That's my phone.
Who is it?
So everyone is asleep, and I thought, I'll put my head out of the bunk, and I'll have a look, and... Do you know, I'll take a picture and I'll put it on Twitter. That'll be nice. Give everyone an idea of, you know, what
living the dream looks like.
And I took a picture and I put it on there. And the only thing is, then the next day when I looked at the replies, everybody just seemed to say, you seem to be in some kind of weird strip club. Because it's all red carpet, red curtains.
Oh, wow. And it looks like something from Thailand,
it's
doesn't it?
It's a bit seedy.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Come in here, sir. You have good time.
Is that what they say?
That is, yeah. It's a slightly German accent. It's a German, man.
Do you have a cosmopolitan.
Do you have a good time?
Oh, yeah, very good time, yeah. There's a story with a happy ending. Yeah, right, let's move on.
Right. Were you gigging last night?
I was gigging, yeah. I was wowing them in Felixstowe last night.
Wow.
Down to Worthing.
How was Felixstowe?
Do you know what? It was where I left it. It was, fine, lovely.
Yeah.
They're glad you came in Felixstowe. It's one of those towns.
Not many people go there, I don't think.
No, you've got to be doing a lot of dates before you go, you know what, Felixstowe. They need a bit of touring.
Are you like Dave? Have you become an unofficial encyclopedia on UK service stations?
Oh, yeah, no, I know where to stop, yeah.
Because we stopped, because our coach driver, by law, has to stop after whatever, you know, however many hours.
This is taco break, which I say, Alad used to think was a break from Mexican food, but actually is an opportunity to rest, which is a legal requirement.
He found the worst service station one day. He stopped off and it was like, where's the Colonel? Where's the BK? Nowhere.
He couldn't have got it worse.
The weird thing I find when I drive up and down the country, you know, sometimes you stop, like, you weren't expecting to stop, they didn't plan it, and you stop and you go... Okay, it's mainly HGVs, and they've got a collection of gentlemen's special interest magazines. They've got six racks. They've got everything. Do you kind of get, you know, normally it's the top shelf and you don't, you know, but it's just the whole thing.
Life on the road, Jimmy.
Who's buying VHSs in a service station?
People on tour buses with a broken DVD player. You're not gigging tonight, though?
Yeah, down in Worthing tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable. And then Saturday?
Saturday, my manager's getting married, Hannah. My Hannah Chambers.
Is she really?
Lovely Hannah's getting married, yeah. So I've got, weirdly, I thought I'd be gigging on a Saturday, but because she books my gigs, weirdly, I'm free.
That's nice.
That's incredible, actually, the fact that she managed to get you for her wedding, but anyway, she does your schedule.
I'm going to be doing a little speech at the wedding, which she only booked me because she gets 15%.
Sure, absolutely.
God bless her. It'd be a good day, though. It'd be really fun.
Have you written obviously something special for her, or is it just material off the first DVD?
No, it's just some standard gags.
Sure, that'd be great.
Slightly
see if she even notices.
Yeah, I should be very pleased.
She's sitting there going, hang on a second.
Hang on, I thought we'd mention me in this.
By the way, Jimmy's new DVD is coming out.
Oh yeah, out for Christmas. Always out for telling jokes. Yeah, it'd be good.
If you're going to see him on tour, and I always say this because I think it's worth knowing, when you go and see Jimmy Carr live, so if you go and see him tonight, and then the DVD's coming out, the DVD will be different to what you see tonight.
Oh, always is, yeah. I'm always a year ahead of myself. See? Now, hang on, this is like being a regular guest on the show. I feel we should be talking about you today.
No.
Come on, it's your. How long have you been doing the show? This week is the...
Something like 5 years and 9 months or something. I don't know.
It's not all about us, so, Jimmy.
But it's the longest running morning show on Radio 1 ever, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's quite... Okay, so best moment, worst
longer
moment.
Longer than Mark and Lard, you know. Longer
Which
than
was a great
right?
show in the... It's amazing the affection I have for those shows over the years, because I really associate them with, like, where I was when I heard that. Like, where you were in your life. And
we were doing our GCSEs at the time, you know, and I remember vividly the fact that we used to wake up every morning to Mark and Lard.
You remember that you've been kept behind 8 years?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You would remember that. This is the eighth time I've done these exams. I've got to have a chance this go.
Jimmy brought in cakes, it's brilliant. You should come on the show at least once a week.
At least.
Have you written any new jokes recently? Have you, even though you're on tour and you've got the DVD?
Yeah,
because I know you're always working.
Well, I've just come from Edinburgh. Just did the festival in Edinburgh, so that was kind of the new show. It was amazing. Saw some amazing. Because I always do the Edinburgh festival, and I sort of do about 8 shows up there, but then I give myself 4 days off to go and see other stuff.
Right.
Because otherwise, if you just do your show, you might as well not be at a festival.
Yeah.
So went out to see loads of kind of craziness.
Is there much rubbish at the Edinburgh festival?
Oh, you would not believe.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, 90% of it's terrible. But if you know people, and there's always a buzz about what's good.
Yeah.
And the good stuff, just the cream sort of rises.
I would imagine that there's a lot of, like, pretentious tosh, you know, going on there.
Yeah, but if that's your thing, you know, there's a lot of people that that go up there for, like, sort of serious theatre, yeah, which, you know, can be a little bit on the, huh?
See, I would love to go, because I've never been to the Edinburgh Festival, but if I were to go, I would like to go and see the worst stand-up acts. I would love
well,
to
we,
just
we
go.
Tried to do that a couple of years ago. Me and Charlie Skelton, who's a friend of mine who's a writer on 8 Out of 10 Cats, a great guy. We tried Sweet to go and see guy. The worst thing we could see. We tried to go and see. And so we found it. It was Top Gun the Musical. And we went to see Top Gun the Musical, and it was. And Charlie cried at the end. It was amazing. And literally, you know how they did the planes? No. Guess how they did the planes?
With their arms?
Literally. Literally, that's how they did the planes, with the arms out going...
They're making noise. Oh, I love that.
But they did it absolutely... And the genius of it was, they did it totally straight-faced. There was no sense of kitsch irony. They absolutely did it and committed to the bit. And when Goose... I don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
But it was quite something. Quite something.
That
you can ride my tail.
It was so this is what I ask. The thing is there a lot of rubbish at Edinburgh? Because if you go and see the worst show... Is it actually so bad? It's quite enjoyable, and therefore it's not the worst show.
Well, yeah, and it's also that thing of you go and see loads of different shows on any given day. You should do this show from there one year.
Oh, I know.
It'd be so good.
I know.
Because everyone's kind of, all the strange people that are around as well, kind of that go every year and kind of put their heart and soul into something. It's brilliant. It's great things.
Mm.
You should. It's a great town.
Oh, no, I love Edinburgh, but I just, you know... Does everyone who lives in Edinburgh, do they just move out for a while and go, they can just have it for a bit? I don't want to be, you know.
They can't. I always go back to Edinburgh at Christmas and do a gig for the locals, because no one from Edinburgh has ever seen me.
No,
it's true.
It was during the festival, I didn't go.
Yeah.
It's my favourite thing ever, asking cab drivers, have you been to see any shows?
Yeah, well,
no.
So, telling jokes, Jimmy Carson, you do me. So let's run through your other DVDs. The first DVD you did was called...
Okay, so it's Live was the first one.
Yep.
Stand Up was the second one.
Yep.
Comedian was the third one.
Yeah.
In Concert was the fourth one.
Yeah.
And then Telling Jokes was the fifth one. So
do you get that?
You know, absolutely, because
Live stand up comedian
telling
in
jokes.
Concert, telling jokes.
When you have the on your you know, on your
so what's next? Have you planned it already? You have, haven't you?
Yeah.
You really have.
For a laugh, maybe? Telling jokes for a laugh? For well, a laugh might be good.
I think for cash.
Forget, yeah.
So Jimmy Carr for cash. Sounds great. And then it's a live stand-up comedian in concert telling jokes for cash.
For cash, yeah. Or maybe Kerching.
Kerching! Jimmy Carr, Kerching!
Brilliant.
Perfect.
Maybe Kerching.
Yeah,
terrible pun. Put a terrible pun on it. Is this... Are we going to get more news in a second
about
this lady?
Jimmy Carr? I've got loads of DVDs, haven't I? And then they'll be right in the bottom.
It'll say, he's got loads of DVDs.
Or look upwards.
Yeah. Which one's the good one?
Anyway, look, Jimmy Carr is here. If you have a question for Jimmy, 81119, feel free to text in.
I think we should do questions for you. I think we should have best guest, best show, worst show.
Okay.
Because there must be some memories that...
There are.
Okay, have you done the desk thing recently?
No. Do you want to see how the desk
and
looks?
Celebrity Tarzan. Are you showing me the desk? Don't show me the desk.
No, I'm not showing you the desk. No. What happens though, it goes up and it goes down, Jimmy.
I can't believe I've been shown the desk.
No, we're describing it, not showing it.
This is Mika, by the way.
Mika?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's why we're golden. It's
golden.
Mika.
Golden.
We're golden.
We're golden.
We're golden. I tell you what, there's a hell of a traffic jam outside, Dominic. It's unbelievable. Open that door behind you. You'll get what I'm talking about.
This one. Wow.
Shock. Loads of them out there.
Wow.
I can't believe.
This has been on for how long?
What?
That kind of quality radio? How long have we been enjoying this?
5.5 years.
That was theatre of the mind there, Jimmy.
I can't believe I thought that was Alan before.
What?
When Alan was on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Are you all right? Do you want to lie down?
No, I'm fine.
Sure?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carr, he's a funny man. He's on tour around the UK. Probably Britain's best stand-up comedian.
Well, you can say that when I'm in, you know. But there's others. I'm not for everyone, am I? You know.
Name three. Name three as good as you.
Well, I can't, obviously.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because
sure,
there aren't
exactly.
any. But no. No, I was thinking that's it's a weird thing with comics, isn't it? Because if it's your thing, then you think, yeah, if it's your sense of humour, it's such a personal thing, you go, yeah, he's funny. If you don't think he's funny, it's nothing.
And comics...
Just a man talking.
Comics are really horrible about other comics, I find. They are either...
Do you find that?
Are they?
I find...
No.
They're either 100% supportive and loving... Or 100% they hate them. And there seems to be no middle ground. You ask, right, how many, you know so many comics.
Yeah.
Pick a new comic or, you know, a new up and coming or whatever, or, and just say to a comics that you know, what do you think of so and so? You'll never hear a comic go, they're all right. It's either, oh, I tell you what, I saw them do a great set in, or you'll hear, oh, God, awful.
Yeah, I suppose there is that thing never, of it's one or the other, yeah.
Never. And I know from my friendship
with you... Do
you
find that with radio stuff?
Not like that.
Well, I'm pretty positive about stuff, generally.
I know there are certain people you go, oh, there's a guy I know, he does this amazing routine about it. It's absolutely brilliant. And Jimmy's very generous. He says that about a lot of comics. Mm. Oh, so-and-so does a really good routine about, oh, so-and-so does a really good joke about. And then there's certain individuals that Jimmy goes, I'm sorry, they've got no material.
Well, but that's my thing, isn't it? I'm into jokes or whatever. Some people are much more about just... There's some comics you go to see and there's some comics you go to listen to. Mm. And I'm very much about the comics you go and listen to rather than the ones you go and see. Mm. That's kind of my thing. Mm. Do you find the same thing with radio shows, though? Presumably you listen to radio in a different way to the rest of us punters. Mm. You kind of listen to it and go, well, that was a terrible throw to news. Or yeah. Like the technical kind of little bits and bobs.
It's a what?
Throw to news? Is that what you do?
Throw to news.
Do you throw to news? I used to have a radio show, but it was terrible.
Yeah, huh? Especially if you're using phrases like throw to news.
Anyway, it's now time to...
Intro the news.
Well, that was awful.
Here comes the news.
Digital. FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
The news as it happens.
No, it's not, it's not as it happens, is it?
Because, oh, no, it is. We're doing it as it happens.
But some of it. But that sounds like Jimmy Savile, the worst Jimmy Savile impression ever.
Hello.
The news, as it happens, with Dominic. Do you know what I mean? Now then. Anyway, look, more from Jimmy in a minute. We've got lots of things to talk about. We'll speak to Alan on the tour bus in a few seconds. Meanwhile, here is Dominic. It's 4 minutes past eight.
Thousands struggle for compensation. Two Brits will feature in the quarterfinals at Flushing Meadows in the US Open tennis. Laura Robson and Heather Watson are both through to the last eight of the women's singles. Formula One goes to Monza this weekend. Don't play that. The Italian Grand Prix is... It's an animal sound effect.
What animal?
A chicken. The Italian Grand Prix is crucial for Jensen.
It's a cockerel.
As he aims to protect his 16-point lead over Braun GP teammate Rubens Barrichello, Lewis Hamilton is also in the rankings.
I can't wait. I hope it just lives up to its expectation, really.
I like Ferraris, really. I mean, you can't not like Ferrari, do you know what I mean? Especially being here. It's going to be a good crack, I think. My brother's a big F1 fan, and I think he's going to be a little bit jealous.
It's going to be a good crack.
And the weather, another dry and mainly sunny day. A bit of mist and fog around first thing, especially for Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. 18 degrees in Leeds, 21 in the southeast of England today. 8 minutes past eight now.
He did very well. By the way, I don't know if you heard Jimmy laughing during the news. We were chatting to the other side of the studio, and I obviously said something hilariously funny, and he felt sorry for me, so he laughed heartily. But Jimmy has one of the best laughs in the world.
I've got a very...
It's an incredible laugh, I think.
It sounds like a seal being abused.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's very odd, yeah. No, what can you do?
Verbally abused.
You and Alicia Dixon should go out for dinner one night and get drunk, and I would love to see the reaction of everyone else's face in the restaurant.
Cool. Have we got Aled on the phone? Is Aled talking?
I hope so.
All right, Mr. Aled. DJ.
I'm just trying to throw Aled down. I'm looking forward to the surgery this Sunday, which is they're doing a special this week. You know that? It's on lost mobile phones.
Oh, look at
Cardiff. Leeds.
Ha ha ha.
Glasgow.
Ha ha.
London.
The Chris Moyles Show on tour.
Morning, Aled.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Aled. How are you?
I'm very good. Last week was the special. It was the coming out special.
It was hilarious.
You
know, I always listen, Aled. I love the show, and I find it, you know, very interesting, and I just find it amazing, the advice that you give.
Why? What's wrong with the advice?
There's nothing the matter with it. It's just brilliant sometimes. It's the way that you give advice, and then you double-check with everyone. Is that the right thing to say? Is that okay?
I'm not the expert.
Shall I just... You're not the expert? Really? You're not.
You do that thing. I've got, yeah, well, is that right? Yeah.
Is that right? Can I say that? Is that all right? It's a brilliant show.
BBC rules, I'm afraid. I'm not a doctor.
Last Sunday was the...
I'm not a doctor. You don't need to tell us that, Alan.
last Sunday was the coming out special where if you find it difficult to come out to your friends, yeah. You know, the people that you love and cherish the most, you know, maybe two or three people that you would, you know, you'd die for, you'd do everything for.
Yeah.
They share your life. And if you find it difficult to come out to those people, why not phone up Aled on National Radio 1 and come out to millions of people at the same time?
Yeah, I could see the flaw in that.
People did.
Yeah, of course they did.
They really did. So hopefully we helped a lot of people.
I was on it the first half hour of the show.
Were you?
Yeah, I was Lee from Derby.
Congratulations.
I don't want to get away from the subject, though, Jimmy. You for not turning up for the karaoke last night.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. I was working, Alan, as you know. I worked pretty hard, and you know I couldn't make it. I'm sorry. But you were living the dream. You were a rock star.
Oh, it was.
Alan, have you got the phone under your chin?
No.
What did you sing, Alan?
I sang "Girls Aloud Love Machine."
You sang "Girls Aloud Love Machine." That's a brilliant way to come out. Was that part of the same thing?
It was good, I think. You can't tell, but I'm sure if the audio gets played next week, we'll sound terrible. But on the night, we sounded great.
Mm. Well, see, that's the thing. It's the memory. The memory of karaoke is brilliant. You imagine. You were there.
Different perceptions. Yeah. Alan went down really well. And put it this way, my line after his performance was, it's all right, anybody at the bar now, you can come back and sit down because Alan has finished. And when I saw my brother after the gig, he went, how weird that you said that. Because as you went, it's all right to come back from the bar now, I was just making my way back from the bar with a couple of drinks together with half of the people upstairs.
It's a natural interval, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Alan, you are out and indeed about in a big tour bus. Where are you now?
We have been past Buckingham Palace, been past Westminster, and we've been to Downing Street. I'm now venturing out a little bit because, frankly, Londoners are miserable and we're not getting any tooth at all in
Central. Really?
Not at all. About three.
Well, you're going to the most touristy bits of London.
Exactly.
I don't know how many Londoners there are currently outside Buckingham Palace.
So
apart from Liz and Phil.
So we're now heading towards Europe's biggest inner city shopping centre.
Westfield in Shepherd's Bush.
Yes.
Well, imagine knowing that.
Whatever you do, Al, don't try and bring the bus into the car park. It could be a disaster. We could be hiring a double decker and sending back a single decker.
Okay. Well, I just thought there'd be more Londoners near there, and also some great shops, so I can have a little bit of a break.
Do not take our tour bus shopping.
Really?
Yes. Because I know where you're going. You're going to the Apple Store to get yourself a new phone.
I need a new phone.
Right, you can't do that, Alan. You can't go, I can't find people in London, I may as well go shopping. While I'm here, I'll pop in. And because it's the Chris Moyles bus, we can just sit outside and not have to get a ticket. And it's fine. No, you can't do that.
Okay, fine. We're at the roundabout, Chiswick roundabout, and there's lots of people beeping. So I think I found the Londoners.
Right, if you can see the tour bus now, please beep your horn.
Okay, I had seen them seconds
ago. Doesn't always work, does it?
Sorry, I've got the fake one. I've got the fake one. You ready, Alan?
Yeah, go on.
Beep your horn now.
Well, that's a good reaction, isn't it?
And stop. There you go, brilliant. Power.
We need that now.
Well, look.
Did you pick up anything from the shopping centre, by the way?
No, I'm fine. Jimmy, do you need anything?
Just socks and pants.
Socks and pants.
Mm. Socks and pants. Any particular type, or you're fine?
Of course, extra large.
Yeah, you choose, Alan.
I'll get you some briefs. You look sexy in those.
What do you think Jimmy would suit, Alan?
Maybe a mankini?
I think some black tight briefs with black socks.
Oh, he's given that thought, hasn't he? Would I be wearing sock suspenders?
No, just socks.
Wow. Okay. All right, well, listen, you know, doesn't hurt to dream.
That's how Alan dreams about you.
Good to know.
Walking on stage in just that.
I'm hosting the coming out show.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr. I'm not wearing any clothes. Right, any questions? All right, good luck, Alan.
Thank you.
All right, Chiswick Roundabout is where Alan is on the tour bus. Bye.
Bye.
I can't find anyone in London. I'm going to Westfield Shopping Centre. He can't do
it. It's a self-serving mission for him, isn't it, really?
But it's a big indoor shopping centre where he won't see
anyone. Yeah, it's a self-serving mission. Is anyone getting a lift home from the tour bus?
No.
Chris?
Cardiff.
No.
Oh, it's so self-serving. He's going to buy a phone. Can I get a lift home, please?
No.
Can I get a lift home on the tour bus?
Hey,
a lift home, though?
Where are you going after this?
Huh?
Where are you going? It's Friday, so I'm trying to imagine what you do. Are you writing today?
No, I'm going to Worthing today.
Straight after this?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But are you going to drive to Worthing in your own car?
I might get the train, I think.
So, where are you going from the studio? Are you going to the station?
Oh, Islington, yeah. Are you going to give me a lift on the bus?
Do you want to get a lift on the bus?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Is it open top?
No.
Can you be on the mic at the front? Is there a mic on the front of the coach?
It's a cool rock and roll tour bus.
I want you to tell me, places of interest around London.
I thought that you like to keep it quiet where you live, so how can you possibly turn up at your house in this massive black double-decker tour bus with your name on the side?
Because when I get off the bus, Dave, I'll be in a disguise. always thinking, Dave. Cardiff. Leeds. I'm going to wear sunglasses.
And a baseball hat, yes. I've just seen the photo on the back of Justin Lee Collins' book.
No.
The photo of Chris Moyles on the back of that.
It's beautiful, yeah. Isn't it?
Can we put that on the website?
No.
Can we put that on the website?
No.
Can we put a little still of that on the
People
website?
People could just walk into a bookshop and have a quick laugh this
morning. But then they might... But I think if they walk into a bookshop and look at it, I think, you know, people sort of losing any kind of bowel control in a bookstore would be...
Yeah.
If they do it in the safety of their own home. You will laugh if you look at it.
No, you won't. It's fine.
You definitely will.
I'm the one on the right, by the way, just so you know.
It's Justin Lee Collins and Chris Miles. I'll paint a picture for you. They're dressed as ladies. And you can sort of... I don't want to distress anyone, but you can sort of...
What? Mm. Really? Can you? What?
Well...
Yeah, almost.
Really? Let me have a look.
Well, certainly for... It's a good photo. I think it looks as if they won the 800 metres...
I'll be honest, I'm covered up, but Justin, Stephen and the twins seem to be wanting to pop out and smile for the camera. But
yeah, there's a little bit of male camera.
There would be no need for a gender test on that.
Absolutely no way whatsoever. Anyway, Jimmy Carr is live in the studio on BBC Radio 1.
With the saviour of radio. Can't believe my luck.
I know. I'm now throwing to Madonna, right, by saying this. This is Madonna. Jimmy Carr loves Tinchy Strider, don't you?
Oh, Titchy. Oh. It's my boy. It's my boy, Titchy.
That's right.
Hang on a second. Right now?
My boy, Titchy Strider.
Tinchy, not Titchy.
Is he not Titchy?
Well, he is Titchy.
I thought he was Titchy Strider.
He's Titchy Strider, but he's Tinchy Strider. He's Titchy, but he's Tinchy.
Tinchy? I did not know that. I'm like someone's dad. Go, Titchy Strider, I like him.
Yeah.
I like that one. Me number one. And then it was number one. Very good.
Jimmy was also saying to me the other week, he's very, he also likes the N-dubs.
Oh, N-dubs.
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 The dubs, I call them.
That's right. Sure.
The dubs.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I've got to apologise. We were laughing on the other side of the studio earlier while the news was on, and it was in a properly serious bit of the news. So sorry about that.
Yeah, some people texted in said they thought we weren't laughing at the story. We were
laughing at the karaoke on the other side of the room.
Yeah. So just to clear that up.
Yeah.
We weren't laughing at the news. We were laughing. In fact, Jimmy was laughing at me.
Not in a bad way. Not in a bullying way. In a good way. My friends like.
Here are some things on the text messages coming in. Cheryl in Fife says, this is what she's texted.
Go on.
Can you ask Jimmy how big his TV is? I saw him in Edinburgh. He was great.
How big my TV is? Yeah.
What, in terms of inches?
Well, I think it might be a reference to someone that heckled. Because I often get people heckling, you look bigger on the TV. Mm. And you go, I don't know how big your TV is.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, someone's got a massive one, you go, yeah, okay, fair.
Jimmy's laugh is so infectious. It's hilarious. Please make him laugh. Make him laugh, so they say. Are you ticklish?
Okay. No, not really, no.
Really?
Not really. It's an odd thing when I laugh, because it's so kind of... No. Yeah, it's like a
shock.
Sort
of explosive, isn't it, almost?
It is, yeah.
Jimmy could call his new DVD... In Sock Suspenders, says Guy on the A1.
In Sock Suspenders. There's something about Sock Suspenders. Very British.
I bet you, do you wear them?
No, I've never had a pair. I might get a pair. I don't know where you would even get them now. They're kind of weirdly old-fashioned.
I think you'd look good in them.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Thanks for caring.
Does Alan have to pay the congestion charge on the bus, says Sarah? Do you know what? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Imagine so, he does.
I don't think you do. I think your taxis and buses, you're exempt, aren't you?
Oh, really?
Imagine knowing that. It's quite boring.
That's why Jimmy now drives around in a bus.
That's why I drive a bus, yeah.
Sitting there in Piccadilly Circus going like that. Hey, ain't getting £8 off me.
The thing is, though, you can register any car as a minicab, and therefore you don't have to pay it.
You can register any car as a minicab?
Yeah. You pay a licence for your minicab. You could do it yourself. You pay a licence to make your car a minicab.
I drive up and down the country quite a lot. I could just get on Facebook and Twitter and say, look, I'm going to Worthing today. Is anyone coming to Worthing? I've got a spare seat. I could make a couple of quid on
this. You could do that, yeah.
Because you guys had the tour bus. Did you have spare seats on the tour bus?
We had a couple of spare seats, yeah.
You could... Well, the next time you do this, I think this is a moneymaker. Radio 1 could be coining it in.
Mm.
You could offer a regular service. It could be like Ryanair. You could charge for tea.
I like that. See, and look, there's a little bit of the left just for you.
A little bit just came
just
out.
A little bit. Mm.
What is on your mind? What are you looking at? What are you writing? Because I know you constantly work, you constantly write jokes. If it's not physically, then it's in your head. I know that certain things amuse you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just touring till Christmas. I mean, I'm kind of just popping in to see you today. I'm not really, I don't know. I'm not trying to hawk anything. I'm just saying hello. It just feels like a big week for you, man.
You're very sweet.
I know. Well, I know this job kind of meant the world to you when you got it. Mm. And now you've kind of, I don't know. Is this week about, I don't know, finishing your probation period?
It's a little bit like that. It's a very weird thing because you kind of think nobody really cares. We've done this breakfast show on Radio 1 longer than anybody's ever done the breakfast show on Radio 1 before.
I think people really do care because it's such a big part of your life. It's like you sort of don't notice the breakfast show because it's in the morning, you've got up, you're tired, and it's just there, but it's such a part of your kind of everyday.
This is it.
But I think it is a big thing.
But then you kind of think, well, no one really cares. But I'm thinking nobody really cares while I'm sitting on a massive tour bus going to a gig.
With your name on the side.
Yeah. And we're going to do a gig where 2,000 people have turned up to see us. And it's not a stand-up gig. It's not a music gig. It's a little bit of both. It's neither one nor the other. It's a little bit weird. Like every night on the tour, four nights, I've said, is
every night on the tour
who listens to the show, and most people go, yeah. And I go, is there anybody who doesn't listen, but they've come with a mate? And you get a couple of people put their hands up, and I'm like, this might be a weird evening for you. At some point, you're going to see a slightly camp Welsh fella singing Girls Aloud Love Machine with two fat lasses. You probably won't. It might be a bit odd, but just go with it. And, you know,
I think they'd go with it, wouldn't they?
Of course they do.
Yeah. What's not entertaining about that?
Mm.
That fella's got tremendous legs.
Oh. You wait till you see the John Barryman video.
Well, I've just seen the John Barryman, the photos on the website. They're hilarious.
His
legs look like Tina Turner's.
He shaved them, I think.
And they really do look like they're proper kind of stocky girl's legs.
Yeah.
He's very, very muscly. He was wearing like a pair of shorts, like long shorts, kind of like three-quarter length shorts.
But he had them pulled up so far that you could see every bit of his bottom.
He said, I said, you look very nice, very very calmly dressed, John. And he goes, I've got hot pants. I can wear the hot pants if you like. And I went, do you know what, John? You wear whatever you want.
I think better than wearing hot pants is having them on you just in case.
Yes. Sure.
Sure. Yeah, I've got hot pants with me if anyone needs.
What kind of opportunity would normally require?
Because when I leave the house, I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Yeah.
You don't. You've got some with you in your man bag, I would imagine.
Oh, I've got them on under these, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Just whip them off.
Mm. Yeah.
What is in your man bag, Jimmy? What is in your man bag today?
Today, there'll be notes for the... Because I've just started the tour, so I've got, like, notes for the tour. So when I sit down and have a cup of tea, I sort of go through the notes because I'm trying to remember 250 jokes in a row every night.
But how can you make notes when you have so many one-liners?
You can just, like, a key word, like one word from the hedgehog. Joke is enough. Yeah, hedgehog is enough.
I'd love to see that list.
Oh, the list on paper?
The most randomest ever. It probably says...
Yeah, it is.
Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Shopping. radio.
It is. It's like total non-sequitur, just one after another.
Also, do you try and... You know, when you... Tonight, for example, you're in Worthing, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Last night, you're in Felixstowe. Do you try and get down there especially early so that you can write a few little notes with local references and maybe local things to do with the gig?
You do try and do something, even if it's just a couple of lines, because people really appreciate the fact that you know where you are.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing worse than turning up somewhere and going, good evening, Hull. Sorry, is it Manchester? Are they not the same? It's like people are livid.
Yeah.
Especially like Sunderland, Newcastle. I've got that wrong on stage.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't want to do that.
No, because I was doing, I did three nights in Newcastle and then I had a night in Sunderland. It was an extra gig, but I was staying in Newcastle, so my whole day had been in Newcastle. Right, good evening, Newcastle. And the brilliant thing about my job is whenever you make an awful mistake like that, people go, what is he like? Just messing. Oh, he's so cheeky. Definitely meant that. No,
but
just an idiot.
Just get your tour manager just to have a piece of paper and he goes, everything's ready. I'll see you at the interval, everything like that. And you go, you ready? And you go, yeah, I'm fine. Do you want any water? No, I'm good, thanks. Okay. All right, have a good gig. By the way, Jimmy, just hold it up right in front of your face.
He's literally done that before. It's Gav, my tour manager. He's like toured with me for 5 years this month. It's 5 years we've been sort of together on the road.
Happy anniversary.
It's a big, yeah, we should get a tour. He's got a tour bus. He's all right. But he's done that before. As I've been walking on, I've gone, Gav, where are we? And he's gone, Chichester. And I've gone, right, you are.
It's easily, really easily done. It really is.
Can I ask a really boring question? I've seen you live quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you know, my wife is your
number
Thanks
one
for coming, yeah.
slightly scary fan.
You were going to say
Milton Keynes. The Milton Keynes Massive.
Yes, exactly.
You were going to say
yeah.
biggest fan then, and you changed it to number one, didn't you?
Yes. We've kind of hung up.
He's a big fan of
MK.
Tinky Strider.
That's
yeah,
right.
He's a big fan. How do you remember? Because I'm not very good at remembering anything, so I've got no short-term memory at all. But how do you remember jokes one after another every night? Because I presume it's not exactly the same jokes.
Oh, no, it's pretty much the same order right. of jokes. The only thing that changes is the stuff with the audience. So when people join in and ask weird questions or mess about, or for about 6 months after I first came on your show, people requested Dominic the Donkey.
Mm.
That was always an interesting piece of the show.
Yes, that. Let's do that.
Have we still got that?
Let's get everyone to shout something out to Jimmy.
Oh, no. Don't do that, because so many people listen, and so many people do. It'd be for weeks.
Is it annoying?
And then I forget. No, it's not annoying, but then I forget. So when the Dominic the Donkey thing happened, like, it happened a bunch of times just before Christmas. It was great fun. And then sort of mid-January, someone shouted, Donkey. And I went, what?
Well, how about an old joke that you haven't done for years? Go all the way back into the early days of Jimmy Carr, and do you have any material that requires a setup?
That requires a setup? I'm just trying to think. The things that people shout out for are very rude jokes, but the setup wouldn't be rude. People like request. They say fattest.
Right.
Tell the Spider-Man joke, and you go. It's not a rock show. You can't do the hits.
But I'd
love to do that in the encore. Just put a leg up on the speaker and go, ladies and gentlemen, here's the greatest hits.
That's what you do.
Bizarre.
But you should.
I might do a greatest hits tour.
Yeah. You should.
It's a bit like we've just done 4 nights of our greatest hits tour.
Yeah, but you didn't do, Celebrity Tarzan, wasn't there? You should have done Car Park Challenge with... That's back, isn't it?
Car Park Catchphrase, yeah.
Car Park Catchphrase. You should do that with tour buses. Just with... Only bands can play. Only bands on tour can play.
But what you really did, though, have people shouting things out from the crowd. So you walk on stage, you do a bit of banter, and depending on where you are, certain crowds are louder than others. So you get some people shouting out, I love you! And I'm like, oh, thanks very much, whatever.
What was that? That was Glasgow, I believe?
Yep.
I think you're right, it was every night. And then... But then somebody shouted out, Celebrity Tarzan! I'm like, I don't hear what you said. Celebrity Tarzan! Are you saying Celebrity Tarzan? That's just one of our old features.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I say that, somebody starts shouting out another feature or another feature. And you just go, look, these are just things to do with the show. The 10 o'clock handover with Joe Wiley. I don't really know what you want to see. What do you want
Tedious
to do
Link, yeah. live on stage. Yeah. Did you do Tedious Link live on stage?
Oh, that would be great.
We could do, but we haven't done
Oh,
so
next
far.
Time, you next should do time. That like as an encore. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tedious Link.
We should
Link.
Tour it. Yeah,
live on stage. Yeah. And put it up on the screen so everyone can join in.
Brilliant.
With candles, with lighters in the air, swaying as the Tedious Link gets ever more tedious. Didn't you do a Greatest Hits one this week?
We did, well, yeah.
It was the best of.
It was Greatest Hits of us. It was a very self-indulgent thing. We wanted to showcase some of, in our opinion, our best work.
Yeah, some of the most tedious things we've ever done.
Why not? Why not? Look, as we said every night, it was a celebration about us, you know. It's all about us, and to a lesser extent,
you
is what it said every night in the big opening video.
Yes, we're thanking you and also celebrating us.
If you're going to see Jimmy Carr tonight, where are you going to be?
Worthing
tonight. Have a great, great time. And when Jimmy's on stage, you will absolutely thoroughly love it. Some of the best money you'll ever spend, especially during these hard times.
Yeah.
Give yourself a smile. But please, whatever you do, please don't shout out Dominic the Donkey, because you will hate that. Okay. I've said now.
No, thanks for that. Yeah, no, thanks for that. They're cheers. Yeah, no, really appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm sure they won't.
You're eliminating the chance of it Absolutely. Happening tonight by exactly. saying, please don't say
Whatever
it,
you do, don't. If you're going to see Jimmy tonight, don't shout out. My dog's got no nose! Don't shout any kind of old jokes like that.
How does it smell? Of badger's blood.
No.
I did a thing years ago of rewriting like classic old like children's jokes and making them extremely rude. Apologies to any dog lovers out there.
Well, absolutely.
Or badger lovers.
Yeah.
Or badger lovers. Or lovers of fights where the dog wins.
Yeah.
836.
Are there many badger lovers in the world?
Are there many badger lovers in the world?
Yeah.
I don't look that up on the internet. Sounds like it could be rude. It probably isn't.
Jimmy, it's coming. It's coming. Rachel, she's moving near the microphone. It's coming.
Can we do the news, please?
Oh, there you go. See, can we do the news, please?
Oh, wow, mood killer.
I know. Tell me about it. So, Jimmy, thanks
sorry,
for
producer
coming to
of
see
the
us.
Show. Hey, listen, thank thanks. You so much for doing the show the last 5 years. Oh, I cannot believe our luck. Thanks, guys.
Jimmy Carr, go and see him on tour.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Find out if he's coming to your town and buy tickets to see Jimmy Carr.
Definitely am. See you there.
Dominic the Donkey.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Chances are I'll get a text from Jimmy tonight. I'll be sitting there half asleep on the sofa with Sophie, which is hard to say.
Not on the Sophie with sofa.
Mm. You know, but I've had a little takeaway, something to celebrate me being home and no cooking, just watching television. And phone will go beep, 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 beep. And I'll have a little look. Jimmy Carr. Oh. Hiya. Just in the interval at tonight's show, you'll be pleased to hear somebody shouted to Dominic the Donkey. If you aren't going to shout it, though, don't shout it straight away. Don't peek too soon. You'll ruin it. If he walks out and you shout it, it's ruined. What you got to do is leave it good 25 minutes.
Bide your time.
Good 25 minutes. And he goes, right, anyway, that's your cue.
I think that he should just send you a text that just says, Eeyore, Eeyore, halfway through the evening, and then everybody knows what he's talking about.
Well, look, this news jingle is getting longer and longer. We better do the news. It's just after 8:30.